Hello everyone, welcome back to the series Defeating Anxieties of Youth, and you are listening to Architect Karan Arora. This is the second season of this series. I hope you all know about the first season and on what it was based. I'm gonna talk about a bit about the previous season. It was all about the core things that relate to anxiety and depression, that what causes anxiety and how we can change the pattern, how we can reverse it, how we can control it, how we can move forward. But now this series focuses upon actions. I'll take one action per episode and we'll move together to resolve the problems according to the actions. I'll talk about the action. I'll talk about what you have to do just to keep things simple and just to keep that action in your mind. Whenever you are moving towards any step, whenever you are moving towards any goal, whatever is coming in your way, just think about that action that I have discussed about in the episode and you can resolve any problem at that very moment. Okay? So this is what I want in this new series. So this episode is about the action and the word is diamond. What you see in a diamond, when I talk about a diamond, what comes in your mind? It's not something common. It's not something very obvious. It's not something that is lying anywhere. It's not something that is approachable to everyone. It's really, really not something that is so common to a common man. It is something precious. It is something bright. It is something that reflects. It is something that is so precious to everyone. Whenever we talk about diamond, then suddenly a thing strikes to our mind. Oh, precious. Whenever you are following a path, whenever you are following a problem, whenever something is behind you and you want to get away from it, think once that if you were a diamond, if you were so precious, if you were in that category where we see the speciality of diamond, then what you would have discussed with your normal self. I think you are getting my point. Here I am dividing you into two categories, a special one and a normal one. If you were a diamond, then what you would have discussed with your normal self, following a problem or taking actions upon a problem, because you want answers. You want answers to the problem that you are suffering, that you are going through. So clearly you are in need of a discussion. You are in need of a good reply. So now what will you answer yourself? What will you tell yourself? See, if I were a diamond, I would have discussed with my normal self that this problem is something that is not as precious as you are. This problem is not something as greater in aspects, as beautiful in nature, that I should keep it. I have to let it go because it is not something that is worth it. Diamonds are worth keeping. Problems are not like diamonds. It's not even like sand. It's something that is not precious at all, that has to be left idle or isolated and to be removed out of your heart, your brain, your only space that is yours. You have to consider that a problem is not as big as we think, as big as we feel it. We are not following the problems, we are following the burden of the problems. We always react on the burden, the heaviness that is caused by the problem. Diamonds are not heavy, they are lightest in weight. If you want to supply diamonds to the other countries, to a jewelry shop, to the vendors, then you supply in smaller sizes. They come in quantity, they come in precious values. The more they shine, the more their value is. So we have to think that diamonds are so precious and they are lighter in weight, but you have to make your life just like a diamond. Because they are lighter, you have to make yourself lighter in weight. You have to create your brain, your soul, your thinking, your power so light that it must not create heaviness in your body, in your true self, whenever, wherever you reflect yourself. You reflect like a diamond, same. Whatever you reflect, you get back from the universe. So reflect good to get good back. Reflect your quality just like that. Reflect your preciousness just like that. You will get the reflection back. You will get appreciation in return. You will get good surroundings, good environment, positivity, happiness in return from the universe, because it's the law of nature. Whatever you give to the universe, it gives you back. Whenever you radiate negativity, the universe radiates back the negativity. If you want to remove anxiety from your life permanently, then you have to apply this action. And I can give you a small example. If you are running or walking or whatever, in that scenario, if there is a thought in your mind that is disturbing you, that is something that is killing you inside your brain, you cannot focus on the work and you are just running because your brain wants to complete the task, that's it. But at that time, if you want to remove that from your life, if you want to certainly just remove that portion from your that present moment, then you have to just think about one word. Okay, I am as precious as diamond. And this problem is not as precious as that. I have to reflect back good, to receive good. So now I want this problem to be resolved and I want this universe to resolve my problems. So what should I radiate to the universe so that it gives me back a positive attitude? It gives me back the positive result. So now at that moment, you have to reflect just clean answers, a clean question, a clean attitude. You have to request the universe from a clean soul, a clean mind, a body that is pure, a body that is reflecting happiness, a body that is reflecting that yes, I am complete in myself, I am Shunya. So Shunya means complete. I hope you all know about the podcast Shunya that I have recorded in season 1. So Shunya means complete. You have to be complete at that moment and ask positive questions, radiate goodness, radiate positivity, and then after some time or at that moment only, the universe will reflect back something good to you. You have to keep that. You have to see the signs around you. You'll definitely get the solution to your problem. Sometimes the heaviness is not the problem. Sometimes heaviness is not the problem. Heaviness is the things around you that is covering the solutions. See, diamonds is extracted from the coal mines. Okay. And the coal mines are black. They are dark. The darkest space. From where you get the most precious things. So if you want to be a diamond, if you really want to be a diamond, then you have to come out from the darkest zone, and that is the coal mines. Your problems are the coal mines, and you have to push yourself out from the problem. You have to drag yourself out. Just hold the hand of the universe and it will take you out. Just like miners mine the diamonds. They are like gods of the coal mines. They mine diamonds out. So you have to hold the hands of universe and it will help you come out of your situation, your anxiety. But you have to accept that you have to keep the problems lightest in weight. Only at that moment, universe will understand that this heart is pure. This heart really wants to come out. This heart is fighting. And this heart is just like a precious gem. And I have to help him or her. Just focus on this word diamond for now. This week, wherever you will go, whatever you will do, if you are loaded with heaviness, if you are loaded with problems, if you are loaded with anything, just think this word, diamond. I am like a diamond. That's it. That's the answer. So steps we have, solutions we have. What we want to do is now actions. Try it out. Try it out and just see whatever happens to you is just a solution. We'll discuss it again. You can comment down. You can send me DMs, whatever the results you are getting. And that I must know from your end. You can DM me, you can personally message me, call me. You have all the resources. I am just close to you. And thank you for listening. I'll come again next Saturday at 9 a.m. And I'll tell you another action this time. Follow this action for a week regularly and see your solutions fading away. And I can guarantee this. This is true. So thank you for listening. This was Defeating Anxieties of Youth. And you were listening to Karan Arora. This was season 2, episode 01. Thank you.